From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen, in for Madeline Brand, who's on assignment. Coming up on the program, the top U.S. general in Iraq talks to reporters at the Pentagon today. NPR's Tom Bowman tells us more.
And this is Iraq Day on Capitol Hill. The Senate is finalizing a bill to pay for the war, but to also get out of it over the next year. The House passed it yesterday. President Bush promises a veto. Earlier, I spoke with Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak. He's a former admiral who's just back from a visit to Iraq with Republican Senator Chuck Hagel. Here's Congressman Sestak on this war funding bill.
What it does is has both houses of Congress come together and the majority have said to the president, Mr. President, there is a better strategy that will enable us to have a more secure America by approaching Iraq differently. It has for you benchmarks that you articulated and laid out by telling the Iraqis back in January there wasn't an open-ended commitment. We now have you coming to the Congress and reporting on progress. And if there is not progress, and even if there is progress, there will be a date. It's a goal, not a date certain, although I wish it was a date certain, but it's a goal by which we are telling the Iraqis, the Iranians, and the Syrians principally that we will not remain in Iraq indefinitely.
You know that the president has said repeatedly he's going to veto this legislation. And what I've heard from Washington, from senior Democrats, at least as reported in the press, is that the Congress will pass legislation that gives the president what he wants, funding for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan without timetables. If that's the case, what have you accomplished with this?
One, it has shown unity in Congress that is mirroring what the public wants and carrying it to the president and saying, we're becoming united, that there is a better strategy. Now, the president can veto this, and we will fund our troops there in the meantime. However, within months, I expect there to be a separate piece of legislation, once again, going to the president to say there's a better strategy. Second, most importantly, it is not to be an open-ended commitment. Much as our senior military and political leaders told us that this discussion has moved us down the road in having the Iraqis begin to assume more responsibility politically and militarily.
You're saying you heard that you and Senator Hagel were in Iraq within the last 2 weeks, and you heard from military leaders there that they thought the debate in Congress and this legislation is useful because it persuades Iraqis that indeed the U.S. does not have unlimited patience.
That is correct. We heard it from our senior political leader out there, and we heard it from our senior military leader. In fact, he repeated it yesterday. Where we now need to take the next step is with Iran. If we now negotiate directly, if necessary, with Iran and Syria, letting them know that there is a date certain where we won't be there, and that they have an interest in not leaving behind a failed state. I asked the senior political advisors out there, does Iran want a failed state if we're not there? The answer is no. They don't want Syria and Iran, a proxy war between the respective Sunni and Shia populations. When we're not there, as great as we are doing, this is a civil war. And as General Petraeus has said, in the long term, only political reconciliation will bring about stability. Our military can't fix this, but a date certain and working with the Iranians and Syrians to use their leverage over the extreme elements there, this is a strategy to improve our security.
Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak of Pennsylvania. Congressman, thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.